Neil is back tomorrow. Adam Hambrick is here today. If you don't know the name yet, you're going to know it soon. His song is awesome. We're about to play that. We'll talk about it. He also wrote a couple of huge songs, a bunch more than that even, but Dan and Shay's How Not To, Justin Moore, Somebody Else Will. And you just played for the first time the Opry.
Yeah.
When was that? Saturday night?
That was this past Saturday night, yeah.
How was that? And was that on your like short list of accomplishments you wanted to accomplish?
Oh, 100%. For one, it was amazing just because I was talking about with some of the staff there. It's kind of like, you know, you can go to a place like Boston where you walk around downtown and you're like, you're literally walking through history. The American Revolution happened here, started here, you know. Yeah. And you can walk through and you feel a connection to it. The Opry is the same kind of thing, because that's where country music started. Like that's the thread that winds through the history of country music, and you get to walk through that. But it's also like continuing. So it's not just like you're doing something that happened in the past. Like it is, you are a part of history, you're a part of the present, and you're part of the future when you're at the Opry. And that's amazing. My entire family from Arkansas, it felt like half the state of Arkansas came. And a lot of my Mississippi folks came, and even my high school biology teacher was there, Miss Magilesi.
Wow.
So yeah.
So was that one of the biggest moments of your life so far?
It was one of the coolest moments of my life. It was a top five life moment for me.
Were you nervous going up on? Because I'm sure at this point you probably a different beast kicks in when you get on stage, and you probably just enjoy that. The Opry, were you nervous about that one?
I wasn't nervous. Nervous isn't the right word. You know how you walk through life sometimes and you kind of like try not to get too high, try not to get too low, and you're kind of like riding that middle. I really just try to, like, from the moment I woke up that morning, keep my eyes wide open all day and really just try and feel the weight of all of it, because it's heavy but in the right way, you know, like getting to step onto a stage like that and have country music royalty introduce you, you know, and playing like next to Ricky Skaggs, like stuff like that. The history is not lost on me at all of like how important that is, like to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry.
Did you make sure your fly was up before you went on stage?
100%.
And you got to play your brand new song, which we're going to play right now, Rockin' All Night Long. So why don't you tell us about it? I love this song. I think it's great.
Thanks, man. This is a song that means a whole lot to me. For one, it's the first song I ever wrote that gave a nod to being a dad, you know? And second, this is a song I think everybody can connect to. When you're a kid, those late night memories, you know, you're chasing the party, you're chasing the good times. When you get older, you still make those kind of late night memories. It just looks a little bit different,
yeah.
You know, and that's where this song comes from, and I hope y'all like it.
Cool. Let's play it right now. How old are your kids?
I have a 3.5-year-old, and we got one on the way coming in July.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
You're busy, busy. Adam Hambrick sitting in with us all morning long. This is Rockin' All Night Long, Country 102.5. There were
Chevys and BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.